Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
And today, a sales tax-free week is underway in Connecticut. A Wilbraham lady marks a century. Gas prices drop a bit further, and Mark Auerbach is on hand. Welcome to our program, Shepherd here. Gas prices are down, as we mentioned. We'll get to that in a second. First, periods of rain today. You're aware of that by now. Thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 77 degrees. The winds are south at 5 to 10. The chance of rain is staying at about 50%. Tonight, cloudy shower storms, low 65. The wind should be light and variable. Chance of rain, 60%. Ultraviolet index at 3. The humidity is 69%. It's heartening to see more and more Western Mass centenarians. A very special birthday from Pioneer Valley Radio for a Wilbraham's Santa Natalone, who celebrated her 100th birthday surrounded by family and friends. Santa Natalone celebrated this milestone birthday hours ahead of her official birthday, which is, in fact, today. Happy birthday. Connecticut going tax-free this week to help parents equip their kids and maybe themselves to go back to school. Connecticut has waived sales tax for the entire week. That's effective today, especially for clothing and shoes. You can get a bit of relief just over the state line if you want to travel a bit. Retail purchases of most clothing and shoes are under $100 and are exempt from sales tax all week. Few things are still taxable: safety gear, glasses, sports equipment, cleats, track spikes, and ballet shoes and handbags, those sorts of things. You're still going to come out ahead. Traffic note, today Greenfield's Department of Public Works and Water Division will perform some work at the intersection of Mountain Road and Montague City Road. Now, during this time, the street will be closed. The road work expected to go until tomorrow, Tuesday. In Turner's Falls, pavement work expected to be done from Turnpike Road to Hatchery Road for both Monday, today, and Tuesday. Gas prices continue to drop a bit. The average price for a gallon of regular continues to dip nationally. The average price now, $3.90 per gallon, down 5 cents from a week ago, and down more than 50 cents from last month. I'm seeing it for about $3.89 in these parts. Things are a bit pricier here, at about $4.17 a gallon. So like I say, you got to shop around. Western part of the state seeing a bit more relief. Hampden and Franklin County both averaging gas prices lower than $4. Mercy Medical Center has a 5K Run for Recovery community engagement event planned, bringing together friends, family, providers, and other allies of those who are impacted by substance abuse. The event will be held at the Ashley Reservoir, 250 Whitney Avenue, Holyoke, on Saturday, April 17. The 5K will begin at 9 a.m. The cost, $30 per runner. If you'd like to register, click on 4Run3 Racing, Upcoming Races. Individuals who register by September 7, you'll get a complimentary T-shirt. And if you can't attend the event, but you'd like to support these efforts, you can make a donation by visiting give.mercycares.com, or you can call 748-9920 in 413-748-9920. Mayor Sarno, a member of the East-West Passenger Rail Study Advisory Committee, will welcome Governor Charlie Baker, Congressman Richard Neal, state officials, and Amtrak executives after their train ride on the Amtrak Special Theater Car from South Station, Boston, to Springfield Union Station. Well, from Broadway to the Berkshires, here's Pioneer Valley Radio's Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Thank you, Brad. Broadway Week returns. 21 participating plays and musicals will offer twofers. That means half-price tickets on performances September 6th through 25th on Broadway. Some of the shows participating include the Tony Award-winning A Strange Loop, The Book of Mormon, Wicked, Funny Girl, and Into the Woods. Broadway Week is run by marketing organization NYC and Company in partnership with MasterCard. And for details, nycgo.com/Broadway Week. The UMass Fine Arts Center has announced its upcoming season of concerts, dance, talks, and theater. It's the first full season, in-person season, since the pandemic. Among the program highlights, the Blind Boys of Alabama, Nikki's Nicole Tour, Mumenshansa, the Lviv National Philharmonic from Ukraine, who performed Thomas DeHartman's violin concerto, the Martha Graham Dance Company, Stomp, the Peking Opera, and more. For details, fineartscenter.com. Also up in Amherst, the UMass Theater celebrates its 50th anniversary with plays, musicals, and performance pieces on the UMass Amherst campus. The season launches with a free outdoor performance, Flamingo Murmuration, September 17th, directed and choreographed by Rudy Ramirez, created by designer Anya Klopikoff. The theater celebrates Black playwrights at a special event on October 27th. Sarah Rule's Orlando comes to the Rand Theater in November, and in February, Orash, an Iranian epic, takes center stage in Amherst. And Rudy Ramirez directs the Sondheim classic Into the Woods with performances in late April and early May at the Rand. For season details, fineartscenter.com. Silverthorne Theater's ambitious season in Greenfield will include two Lauren Gunderson plays, The Taming, a farce inspired by Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, and Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley. Lynn Nottage's Intimate Apparel and The Cake, Becca Brunstaller's acclaimed play, is also on the roster. A series of Theater Thursday readings will include the presentation of new plays. Silverthorne primarily performs in Greenfield, but they've set some of their shows and readings in Belchertown and Holyoke this season. For details, silverthorntheater.org. And the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington will carry the Metropolitan Opera's 16th Live in HD season, bringing 10 operas from the stage of the Met, October 22nd through June 10th, to the movie theaters. Some of the season highlights include Verdi's La Traviata, staged by Broadway's Michael Mayer, who directed Funny Girl, Kevin Putz's new opera The Hours, based on the Michael Cunningham novel with Renee Fleming, Kelly O'Hara, and Joyce Donato, Terrence Blanchard's new opera Champion, starring Ryan Speedo Green. The Met Opera Lecturers, Scott Everly, offers pre-opera talks. For details, mahawe.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for being with us on our program today. Brad Shepherd today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio, Monday through Friday. Our next program tomorrow, up online during the day Tuesday, and available to you day and night on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd. Be well. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.